Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the first Monday of the month from 2 to 2:30, it must be the Flying Brian Show starring Brian Ayers. Brian, how are you?
We're doing just great, Dave. How are you doing today?
I am great. It's, boy, I always say this, but I really like the name, the Flying Brian Show. How does this describe you? The Flying Brian.
Well, I've always had events in my when I was younger where I was always flying across the room or flying across somewhere. So it just kind of stuck with me being Flying Brian. So
that is excellent. Now you're sizzling and flying, and this is great. You have some great guests in studio today from 2 to 2:30. You want to introduce?
Yeah, I would love to introduce them. I have two experts with me today who are in the business of saving you money with different aspects of your housing. And here to my right, I have Sean with Cool Blue Heating and Air, and I also have Paul with Retrofoam. And both of them have our expertise in their area on how to save you money within your house to help you with your budget.
I like both names. Cool Blue is cool, and of course Retrofoam, they're really nice, actually, business names for both, and it describes really what you guys do.
Yeah, the Retrofoam is kind of a different one. It's they're out of Minnesota. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
And they have a revolutionary way of putting insulation in your walls on your pre-existing home. But I'll let them describe it a little bit more. And then we have Sean with Cool Blue, and what they do is they specialize in tuning up your air conditioner, making sure that it runs effective. And we'll go into more in detail on that. But if you guys want to introduce yourself, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Sean Fry with Cool Blue Heating and Cooling. We specialize in all forms of the heating and cooling on both the residential and also commercial. And, another few segments of our company is also a licensed electrician, plumbing, and also we do getting involved into the solar industry.
So they run the whole gamut on that one.
Especially, it's nice to be in the solar industry because, the trend is going that way. And you can save a lot of money actually going solar.
Very, a lot of money. And there's a lot of utility rebates and also federal rebates and state rebates. So everybody's helping out for the end consumer to be able to afford this type of savings that they can do.
Okay. Excellent.
And then, Paul, you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about what your business does, what your company does?
Sure. We do all retrofit insulation, and it's foam insulation. So foam, of course, the highest performance insulation out there. And we go in all the slump block homes in the valleys, all the ones that were built, from the 1960s, 50s, and 60s up to the 80s. All those walls are not insulated. So we insulate those walls, and we insulate the block cores. And then we also retrofit homes that were improperly insulated during the boom and before the boom where they didn't have insulation inspections, so there was nobody there monitoring the technicians when they were insulating, so we can come in and fix the problems that people have in those situations. And our niche is to insulate the walls. So we'll come in and insulate a fully enclosed wall with our foam insulation without damaging the wall or tearing the wall apart.
Oh, nice. How effective is that as far as for newer construction even? Because I know you said you do on when they didn't do the insulation inspections. How effective is that on, like, what's your savings? What are you looking at to save on an average house, say, 3,000 square foot, two-story? What are your recommendations on what you can do with that?
Well, it all depends on how bad it is to start with. So, okay. I mean, a lot of times we'll go in, we'll just do the west wall because that's, the worst wall. So, and we've had, if someone would go to our website, we do have one customer on there who she saved over 50% in the first month after we were out there. Now, that's a unique situation. Usually it's not that high, but it is possible in some of these homes because they're so bad that we'll come in there and we'll pump them full of foam right alongside the existing fiberglass, and usually people notice, immediate difference in comfort, and they'll see a difference in their bills, the next billing cycle.
Nice. So. And Sean, with Cool Blue, can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that you guys can do to save some of my clients and my customers money?
Well, one of the biggest things is dealing with your existing equipment. You want to be able to have those things maintained at least twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. Just to make sure that the unit is running at top performance, you want to make sure what we're checking is the amp draws, all the wire connections, making sure everything's nice and tight, working the way it needs to be, also that the coils are clean. Anything and everything that the electricity has to work through the system is making sure it's running at the right amp draws according to the manufacturer specs. So then the homeowner is knowing for a fact that their unit is working at top performance.
Now, is changing out the filters, things like that, can change the money if you change your filters on a regular basis. Is that correct?
That's correct. A filter alone by itself, if it gets dirty, I mean, it could cost you an extra $20 to $30 in operation a month alone.
Wow.
Does it also hurt the unit if you don't change the filters, or is it more wear and tear or more effort by the unit?
Yes. I mean, the unit will end up running at a lot higher amp draw, which in turn, the meter starts spinning a little bit faster to do the same quality of cooling that's needed.
Wow. So it's pulling a lot. Now, with Cool Blue, what are some of the things that you guys recommend to hire a contractor? I know we're in the slow season as far as cooling goes, but this is probably an ideal time, I would think, to have someone come out and to do the maintenance issue so you're not fighting to get someone in there. You know, when it's really hot, everybody's, like you said earlier, is swamped with work because everybody wants somebody there now. So with the lax in weather, especially being nice and 65 today, nobody's really needing their air conditioning. But what would you recommend for someone to call you, and what would they, maintenance-wise, what would you come out there and do for them?
Right now, the ideal with the temperature the way it is, it is ideally a perfect time to start checking out the furnace, making sure the heating side is working good. Also on heat pumps, making sure the heating side is working perfectly, because you're still using the motor, the blower motor, on both the heating and cooling side year-round. So it's a perfect time to go in, make sure everything's working properly, clean. And another thing is with our temperatures the way it is, it's a perfect time to be up in the attic doing ductwork inspections, making sure all that is working the way it needs to be doing. Because summertime, unfortunately, it's just too hot up there to give it a thorough inspection to make sure it is working properly. I mean, nobody in their right mind wants to stay up in the attic when it's 140-plus degrees and do a good job.
You guys don't want to be up there when it's 140? What's wrong? Come on.
I mean, it's part of the job. We got to do it. But a lot of times they're up there to work on the exact problem, not to go around looking around, crawling around the attic, digging through the insulation, making sure everything's the way it's supposed to be. In a perfect world, yes, we are supposed to be doing that, but we can't get to everything due to the heat.
Right, right. Now, another thing I just wanted to mention here for all the listeners, for retro foam, I wanted to bring it back to Paul for a second, because you guys cover the entire state. That is correct?
That's correct, yep.
Well, that's a long way to work sometimes in the morning, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you start early. If you start early, you can get there and start, get the job done, and get home at the end of the day.
So now, how many homes have you done? I mean, you said, I know, the majority you're doing the west walls, or are you doing entire houses, south walls? I mean, what's...
You know, we do everything. So we'll do, I'd say about half of them are entire homes, the other half are partial. And then half of them are block homes, and the other half are, you know, stick frame, stucco homes, or homes with T111 siding. And we've been up in the mountains working, and, of course, all over in the valley, down Tucson. We've been in Yuma.
So it kind of just depends based on what insulation they already have in their walls, how effective it is, and where they live, since you do the entire state, obviously, and Flagstaff, their conditions are totally different than ours down here in the valley.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and the homeowners always know. I mean, they know if they have a problem. So they're calling us because they feel they see it on their bills, and they can feel that they have issues.
Well, now also with after retrofoam, then their air conditioning units are going to be drawing less amperage because they're going to be being used less, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So you guys mm-hmm. actually complement each other really well as far as how you guys could help each other save people money for longevity of equipment and for I was talking to your brother before about your product, and you guys also offer pest. What do you guys put in your foam that helps keep the bugs?
Well, we work with the pest control companies because we're out there, you know, drilling the holes and prepping the jobs, and we'll work with we're not licensed exterminators, so when we do pest control, it is with a licensed exterminator, and that we can pass the savings on to the customer because we are doing most of that drilling work already.
Oh, nice.
So you might as well have them out to do their stuff at the same time.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
Now, as part of this education, Paul, in you said that from the 60s to 80s, they didn't have this type of insulation at all or no insulation. And I would think that then they may have had a the homeowners may have had a problem being paying way too much in utility bills. And maybe they don't even know about it, perhaps. And so maybe it's educational that saying, hey, you're maybe paying too high. Look into that.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Back in the 60s, 70s, the homes were built for EVAP coolers. And with an EVAP, you need to have a lot of airflow. And especially in the block homes, you know, putting insulation didn't help at all because an EVAP depends on airflow, and that's why they weren't insulated. Mm. Now, our particular product is non-toxic. So there has been injected foam. It's been around for a while, but it's always been in new construction because it's not rated to be around a place where people are living until it's fully cured. Once the new construction foam, once it's cured, it's fine, but you don't want to be around it, living around it while it's curing. Whereas our product's water-based, and it's non-toxic from the get-go.
Oh, nice. So. Interesting. And, Sean, speaking a little bit about the heating and air side of the business for you, what are some of the things that your company offers that I think, because you are, I want to say a mom-and-pop shop, because that kind of puts a small word on what you guys cover, because you guys cover such a great deals of aspects of your business, I mean, from electrical to plumbing, heating, air, but you guys also cover manufacturer's warranties.
Yes, we do. Anything that has a manufacturer warranty on any equipment, we can honor that, and we work with all the manufacturers in town. So about the only thing that a manufacturer doesn't cover is overtime rates, which then, unfortunately, that goes to the customer. But we can work on all brands of air conditioning and heating equipment.
Now, you also work with home warranty companies. Is that correct as well?
Yes, we do. We actually work with a couple of the biggest ones here in the Valley, Service One and Arizona Heat Shield, and a couple other ones, numerous different companies actually we work with.
Now, can they request, if you are one of their vendors, can they request you if they know that you're one of the vendors to their home warranty?
Yes, they can. The customer has that option.
Oh, excellent. I was never aware of that. I just thought they sent out whoever was available, but you can actually request request Cool Blue to come out and take care of you.
Correct.
That's a great feature.
Yeah.
Because most people have home warranties, I would suspect.
I mean, it's more and more than what most people think. I mean, any time a house is sold, it usually comes with at least 1 year, and then they have the option of extending it.
And I would love to give a testimonial for Cool Blue, because my mom, when she just purchased her home last April, in June of that year, their air conditioning went out, and they called the warranty company, and Cool Blue came out there, and they were out there within 40 minutes. And my mom... who she likes to say good things about everybody, but she was extremely, extremely happy, and that's actually how I was introduced to Cool Blue. It was because of my mom's testimonial of how good they performed at the function, even dealing with home warranty. So sometimes they want to be a stickler about things, but they worked well with the homeowner warranty and with my mom. I am my stepfather, and it worked out really well. So that's actually how I was introduced to Cool Blue. So
40 minutes, that's remarkable.
And that was in the summertime, so that was...
That's hard to believe. Yeah. How did you guys do that?
Well, we do have roughly about 16 to 18 technicians, and we do have them spread out throughout the valley, so they all have their own section that they are taking care of. That's how we're able to cover the valley at a timely basis.
And I think it worked kind of well because I think he was in the neighborhood at the time, so it did work out well, but, you know, coincidence or not, but it still was nice to have someone there when it's 105 degrees out, and, you know, my parents are in the retired community, so to have someone there when you don't have air conditioning is nice.
Because that could be dangerous. I mean, I don't even know if you can live in your house if it goes up to 20, 25. It doesn't sound healthy, right?
No, it doesn't.
No.
Well, it's in Chicago where I'm from, you know, when we have the hot days, they've been known to have a lot of people pass away.
I've heard about that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
A heat wave at like 85
or
whatever it is. But still, out here, it's very serious, and especially pets, right?
Correct. Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Yep.
I would imagine. And, wow, you bring the cool and Cool Blue.
Exactly.
That's really good.
Yeah. How much time before break?
Why don't we take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue with our two great guests from Cool Blue and Retro Foam. And, of course, this is the Flying Brian Show with Brian Ayers, and we'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Flying Brian Show starring Brian Ayers, and we have two great in-studio guests from Cool Blue is Sean Fry and Retro Foam, Paul Karanimi. How did I do?
You got it.
Wow. I almost wanted to say, and in this corner we have Sean Fry. Of course, right. Sean would relate to that because, can we say, your hobby?
Yeah.
Or more than a hobby? A cage fighter, MMA, I love that. I want to see you and Brian go three rounds. Okay, just kidding.
How about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I wouldn't even last. I'd faint before the bell rang.
Yeah, that's fine. That's I'd be out of breath after about 30 seconds.
That is awesome, though. Anyway,
and I can only run so fast so far. Yeah. So.
I would drive. Okay, Brian.
All right. Well, back on the heating and air, I just wanted to bring – oh, actually, we can go other than the heating and air since you guys do cover – such a wide range of things that save people money as far as the solar. We want to talk about the solar a little bit, what you guys offer. I know you're talking about the incentives that the federal and state help you with. Do you want to talk about and that's what I thought was the most important when I sat down and talked with you last week, was the knowledge that they have on what you can save, how important that is for you. Because, again, every person is in their own home is their own, you know, they budget their own money. And if when someone can save you 60% or 40% or whatever it may be, I think that comes out very handy. So if you want to talk about that a little bit, about what the incentives are that are out there that can help help some of the clients out there.
Okay. First of all, on the air conditioning side, the federal tax credit right now is $300 to $500. Okay. And then APS and SRP has also their own utility rebates ranging anywhere from $175 to $525. On the air conditioning setups. And on solar, basically what that's going off of is about a 30% tax credit from the federal government. You get a $1,000 credit from state, and then your utilities is also depending on how much kilowatt usage you're going to be buying as far as on your KW system, and also what the rebates are left, because it's all put into a pot. And at the beginning of the year, they have actually more funds to work with. And as the years go on, or towards the end of the year, with the amount of jobs going in, the rebate dollar amount starts going down.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. I mean, especially here in Arizona, who wouldn't want to take advantage of that, right?
Oh, with all the sun that we have, I mean, other than today. I mean, this is one of the five cloudy days of the year. But this is the only day you're not generating power with solar, but... not too bad of a deal for the other 360 days of the year.
But so doesn't solar store up, though? Can't you store it on the grid?
Or? You can't store it on the grid. It actually goes back into the grid system. So whatever electric company it's going to, SRP or APS, it's actually in their storage. So it's not like you get to store it and bring it back to your spot.
But you do get paid for going back into their system.
You will get credit.
Credit. Yeah. Credit.
So even if it's a cloudy day, maybe during the whole summer, you're going to be getting paid for days like this when you don't generate.
Well, not necessarily paid, but you're not. You're going to be
or
having
credit.
You're going to have a
credit.
Okay, gotcha. Right. You're going to have a credit for it.
That's a good situation.
Yeah. So and that's why I limit. So even if you're during the middle of the summer and you're not using a lot of power during the day because no one's home and you don't have the air conditioning cranked down to 65, you can still be generating a lot of electricity, and it would be going back to the grid, and then you'll have credit for when you are home at night and you're watching four TVs at the same time. well, not you particularly, but your four TVs are on in the house at the same time. So,
well, even on today's like this, though, you're still generating power, okay? And then with the cooler temperatures, you actually will be generating more because when we get to these extreme temperatures of 120, 140 degrees up there on that roof, I mean, unfortunately, with all this sun, it actually works against us due to the extreme heat on how much it produces during those time frames. So it's when we produce more when it's cooling off.
Mm. Sunny and cool.
Yes.
There you go.
Nice.
Not a bad deal. So, Paul, let's talk about your retrofoam once again a little bit more. How long have you been into the retrofoam business?
Well, in retrofoam itself, there's 32 dealers around the country. It's been around since 1996, and it's a product that's made by Polymaster Corporation, and they've been in business since 81. But we've been in Arizona here for about 2 years now.
Okay.
So yeah, and I worked with Retrofoam in Minnesota prior to coming to Arizona. Yeah.
Right, and you're talking, they've been in business since 81. Now, you know, being in the construction side of the business, sometimes we come across things, build houses, whatnot. But what you guys offer is something I think is kind of unique because you don't have to do any construction, any maintenance to get the savings in the wall. The homeowner doesn't have to do absolutely anything. It doesn't disturb their inside of their house. Tell them a little bit more about that because I think that's such a neat idea on how you guys do that, that it's just so convenient for a homeowner not to have to deal with any dust, any mess, anything, and then they're going to save money.
Sure. Yeah. Well, what we do when we come out to a job, it's everything is applied from the exterior of the house. So we're not coming inside. We're not creating any dust inside. There's no interior disruption at all. So, and most homes will take a day to do. So we come out and we're drilling small holes into the wall, and we'll pump the foam in through the holes, and then we, you know, a stucco wall, we'll patch it, texture it, and paint it when we're done. And we're real good at getting a texture match. So we when we do a home, you cannot tell that we've done that home when we leave because our guys are pros. They're doing it every day. So
yeah, I've actually seen some of your guys' work. I've been on the house afterwards, and I couldn't find the holes. So that's a good testament to you guys because I was looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was looking pretty hard. So talk a little bit more about that, though, as far as how that relates to, like I said, go ahead.
I got a question for Retrofoam. What kind of R value does this put into those walls now?
Well, R value, it's about 50% higher than traditional fiberglass. So your fiberglass, you're at about 3.1 to 3.8. Our Retrofoam is a closed cell foam, and it's 4.8. So we got a higher R value, and then it's also closed cell. So there's actually there's going to be a new measurement coming out that's a combination of air seal and R value that, you know, people in the business are using. But in a couple of years, homes will be required to meet a combination of R value and air seal, because if you have a wall with foam that's R14 and 100% air seal, you're getting a better performing wall that's better performing than fiberglass with R30, because fiberglass doesn't seal the wall up at all.
Also, it's a sound barrier to an extent too, isn't it?
Yeah, we do a lot of sound attenuation as well. All the commercial work we do is sound attenuation, you know, between offices and stuff like that.
Well, you do commercial too, but
For sound attenuation. Yeah,
okay.
Most of our, you know, we haven't done any insulating commercial, but we do a lot of sound attenuation. We do spray foam as well. We do mostly retrofoam, but we're also doing some spray foam. We've done that commercial. Yeah,
because with this R value and stuff, with the way you're doing these walls, helps us tremendously as far as doing our load calculation on when we're putting on a new air conditioning system or actually in the process of designing a system that's going to fit the customer need, because you can actually end up using a smaller air conditioner, and which in turn will save the customer a lot more money too.
Right. Nice.
Yeah, that's correct. A home that's got, when they build them new with foam, the AC units are always smaller. They always are, and by quite a bit too. So.
And it seals up the home a lot more. I mean, you're not going to have the dust issues, the allergy problems. I mean, the sky's the limit when you go with a seal like that system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great test. That's a great truth to that. Now, a little bit more about Retrofoam. If you want to give your name and your website, something that people can get a hold of you at.
Okay, yeah. My name is Paul Karanime. I'm one of the owners. Patrick's my brother, and he's a co-owner. And our website is retrofoamaz.com. That's retrofoamaz.com. And our phone number is 602-222-FOAM. That's 602-222-3626. And one of us, either Patrick or I or Alex, will come out and do a free estimate if anybody'd like to get an estimate done. And we'll check the place out and see if foam is a solution for you, because every once in a while we come across one where, you know, there's a better option, and we'll steer them in that direction. So.
Excellent. And Sean, if you want to go ahead and give your information.
Alrighty. Oh, we're Kublu Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Solar, and Electrical. Our email is, website, I should say, is www.kublu.com. And you can actually contact me at kublu@cox.net.
And I am Brian Ayers with Drynamic Solutions, drynamicsolutions.com, 623, out to dry.
I love that, out to dry. And I bet some of your opponents in the cage, you put them out to dry, am I right, Sean?
I sure do.
Wow, that's pretty cool. When are you fighting again?
Right now, I've been working more on the younger crowd, getting them guys prepped up.
Teaching?
Yep, just teaching. A little on the older side, so not in the cage as often.
But you're still in the cage, though.
Oh, yes. Can't get it out of my system.
And we have about a couple more minutes. I'm sort of curious about that is... what's the thing that you like the most about being in the cage?
Probably the adrenaline rush. I mean,
is it?
It's a major adrenaline.
Crowd, the crowd's cheering and just the whole environment?
The crowd, I don't really notice.
No.
No, it's the whole competition of the opponent next, looking straight across from you. I mean, he's got the same fears. He's got the same adrenaline rush going on. So it just comes down to the chess match and who's going to get the upper hand.
It's the gladiators, you know.
Yeah, I saw that. That was on HBO or something
release,
the other day.
Release the lions or tigers.
So when you're, I always wanted to ask someone, so here you are lined up looking across from the opponent with the referee there, and then usually they're glaring at each other. Do you glare at the other guy?
Off and on, yeah. It's not direct contact of the eyes all the time, but a lot of it's pacing back and forth. Wait and the anticipation of getting going.
But is it part of a psychological warfare where the glaring serves to maybe get the person intimidated a little bit?
Yes.
It would give me your greatest glare. No, do it to Brian. Your greatest glare. No, it would intimidate me really quick.
See, that's the problem, though. See, I'd always be afraid if I got there, I would start smiling or laughing when they're glaring at me, and then they'd look at me like, "What are you doing?" And then I'd break their concentration, and I'd win the fight.
Hey, that's a good way. Yeah, I'd shake their hands. Hey, what are you doing afterwards? There's a big party going on. That's probably not the way to do it, is it?
You never know.
Oh, yeah, maybe it is. We got something
there
here.
You go.
We could start training people. Anyway, thank you, both of you, for coming on. Give the contact information one more time, Paul, on your company, and then we'll go to Kublu Blue.
Okay, yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, you can reach us at 602-222-FOAM. That's 602-222-3626 or retrofoamaz.com.
Excellent. And Sean?
Kublu Blue Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Solar, and Electrical. We are located at 8927 West Bloomfield Road, Suite 135. We are in Peoria. Our office number is 623-872-2900. And our website is www.kublu.com.
And, of course, Flying Brian, come on, let's get your contact information one more time. People have to meet you. I bet you'd autograph stuff, too.
Yeah, right. 623-OUT-TO-DRY.
I love that. The Flying Brian Show. Anyway, when we come back from our break, we'll have What's Up Phoenix starring Chris Gray with a special event. We have the first ever Breakthrough Thinking Award Standard of Excellence presented to a very great company out here. It's going to be great. Then he'll be on, I think, Wes Gullett, mayoral candidates, stepping in to talk a little bit as well. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Paul. And we'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, thank you to the Flying Brian Show. And he flew out of here already. So that was sort of good about the air conditioning, construction, retrofoaming, I guess it's called. Retrofoam, that's what it's called. And anyway, right now it is so fun because the first Monday of the month from 2:30 to 4 is What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. It's good to see you again, buddy.
Yeah, it's nice. I love this show because this is all about What's Up Phoenix, the latest, the greatest, what's new, what's going on in Phoenix? It's the sixth biggest city in the nation.
There it is. Soon to be probably the fifth biggest.
Well, we were the fifth biggest, and then I don't know what happened. Something, then we turned into the sixth biggest.
We need
a new
mayor.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we need a new mayor. That's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We should say Wes Gullitz might drop by.
Just, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, tomorrow, big day. They call it, what do they call it? Super something. Super Tuesday.
Super Bowl.
No, not
Mayor
Super Bowl.
Day.
Yeah. No, it's a super super election day or something. The Super Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And a lot of elections going on, including the mayoral for Phoenix. You got to get out there and vote. I think you can vote today, in fact. I think polls are open. I think they're and as well as tomorrow. So we need a big turnout. That's the thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, we definitely do because, I mean, everybody needs to cast their opinion. Don't stand back and complain about who was elected after you didn't vote.
Yeah, no question. But today is also a very special day.
Yes, it is.
Because we have the very first Breakthrough Thinking radio show, Standard of Excellence Award for Customer Service. And after careful analysis, this company met all the very, very strict criteria. I'm excited to have the owner of Salazar Kia, Hector Salazar, on the show. Hector, how are you?
I'm fine, David. How are you?
Oh, I am very good. This is a pleasure and an honor for you to be on the show today because you are a pace setter. You are a leader. You're the elite, showing and redefining what you can do in the auto industry. I'm impressed, like we talked about the other day, last week. And I just want to read part of this on how this works. And it says, Dear Hector, I want to congratulate you and your entire organization for being the very first award winner for the Standard of Excellence Award for Customer Service presented by Breakthrough Thinking Radio Show. As the name of the award suggests, Standard of Excellence Award requires the candidates to perform, and here's the key word, consistently at excellence or above. You don't find many companies doing that. Chris, no. I mean, you don't. You don't find many.
Yeah, and that is hard to do in the car industry.
Yeah, I think in any industry, but a car industry as well as certain other industries have right. a stereotype, and that's why it's so noticeable. It's incredible. The four primary areas, so let's give a little background, right, in which Breakthrough Thinking Radio Show made their initial evaluation were in the following areas. Integrity throughout the entire organization, consistency in meeting or exceeding excellence, attitude of uplifting, motivating, and inspiring others, and new, which means every day is new, fresh, and promising, present moment thinking. If you combine all those letters, integrity, consistency, attitude, and new, what do you have? What
is it? I can.
Exactly, I can, which is really cool. And that really describes your organization as well as you, Hector. I mean, Salazar Kia is known, I believe, for integrity, consistency, attitude, and bringing new every day.
I really do appreciate you bringing me on. I really do.
Oh, yeah, no question.
We work very hard.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. I mean, I personally know firsthand. I mean, this is a award where, you know, we're going to have experience when we do this. I think we'll be doing it monthly. But you typify this. Integrity is everything. Hector, talk a little bit about integrity, what that means to you.
Well, I mean, it's really important for me because it's kind of like I live my life based on integrity. I was
Absolutely.
In the military for the longest time, for 13 years. And, you know, when you're in the military, it's all about service and selfless service. So I just kind of transitioned from the military, had a communications company that did a lot of business with the military, and then decided to open a car dealership, and that's where we are now. And I've pretty much brought all the expertise and in my philosophy from previous experience to the car business.
You know, and Hector and Chris, what I like about this is Hector came in without any experience really in the industry, which I say is a good thing because it does, you're not caught up in what people think you have to do in a certain industry. You're bringing in a fresh new approach. That's the new part in my criteria. Fresh, new, promising, and it doesn't feel like what typically people would think about an auto dealership, where you come in and you sort of feel like, you know, people are sort of immediately, you know, converging on you. You have such a friendly environment, such a very low-key way of doing things that people want to just come there.
Well, I mean, this is my home.
Yeah.
I'm at the dealership 6 days a week, from 7-8 o'clock in the morning to about 6-7 p.m. And it is my home. Whenever any customers come in, I try to make them feel like they are my guests at my home, and I make sure that my employees and follow that same tradition.
How long ago did you get into the industry?
Basically about 3 years ago.
Wow.
The first year I was kind of a silent partner in the business, and then about 2 years ago I actually took it over myself. Brought in a really, really good, well experienced general manager. His name's Tom Riley, and I've learned a lot from him. He's stood by my side. He's worked really hard alongside with me, and he's kind of brought me from a green pea, what they call a green pea owner, to at least I kind of know now what's going on at the dealership, and it's basically just from spending a lot of time there, you know.
And Tom's a great guy. I know
he really
him too.
Is.
And he has the same philosophy. Even though he's been
Absolutely.
In the industry, I mean, I think you're transforming the perception of the industry. And that's what's needed, Chris. I mean, right, you've bought a car before. I mean, how do you feel sometimes when you go on other people's lots? Not Salazar Kia, but do you feel like, you know, people are just converging on you?
Actually, I worked in the car industry for about 9 years.
You did?
From one end of it to the other, you know.
I didn't know
selling,
that.
Selling, doing sales manager, floor manager, finance manager, general manager, general sales manager, ran dealerships, the whole thing. And that's what I was doing. And I was doing car finance before I got into mortgages. And whereas now I do mortgage banking.
Yeah.
But, that's the whole thing, too. I worked at some hometown places and some places where the owners, you know, lived locally, and I worked in places where they did not. And that's the whole thing, is if you don't treat people like they're your guest, you treat them like it's a competition of me getting the most out of you instead of you getting the most from us, instead of, you know, and Salazar Kia, I think they provide an awesome service to the community, and you can tell that they strive to be there for the community. And sure, I mean, everybody's got to make a profit, but you know what? They want you as a customer to be happy and go home feeling happy and know that they're there for you, you know, after, you know, whenever you might need some service or whatever.
Well, absolutely. You know, buying a car is I think a lot of car dealers kind of don't realize it, or have forgotten since they've been in the business so long, that buying a car is a big deal. I mean, this is one of the biggest purchases anybody will make. And when they do buy a car, it's usually accentuated by some big event in their life too. You know, either a child going to college, you know, or they have a newborn and the car they're driving now is too small, so they need some additional space. It's just kind of cool to see all these people come in, and it's not just a transaction, it's also, you know, you're making an impact on somebody's life or some family's life. It's really good to see.
You know, which is cool. I've always said that, you know, what can you give that's beyond your product or service? Now, certainly your initial product is, you know, autos, you know, selling that product. But what you do is what you just said. It's like you're making an impact on someone's life. And
exactly.
That's sort of the greater reason for being in business or life is what I'm thinking.
What's the point of being in business if you can't make an impact on not just your customers but your employees? I mean, every time I'm taken back and in awe anytime we have my Christmas party's coming up pretty soon. And you don't really appreciate what kind of impact you're making until you see all those kids and spouses coming in for a Christmas party. And you're actually realizing that, hey, you're not just making that impact on that individual employee, but also all the kids and the spouses and their extended families. And it's an amazing
thing
to do, you know.
Providing a nice place to work, providing a great environment to work in, instead of the hack shop, the chop shop, whatever, you know, the grind, you know, you know, you have to go through this specific process to be able to buy a car. I have to walk on the lot and be tossed around for hours on end, and then somebody goes, well, you know, what color did you want? And you know, you're like, oh, well, I wanted white. Oh, so then this purple one we've been trying to sell you for 4 hours isn't going to work.
Right,
is that the problem?
Exactly. We try very hard trying to, you know, reduce the process time at all stages of the process. You know, of course, as you know, as an F&I guy, sometimes you're at the mercy of the bank.
Right.
And the bank is, you got to submit all the information to the banks, and the banks kind of go through their process, and it could be multiple banks that you've submitted information to. So you're just kind of waiting sometimes. But if while they're waiting, we can do something else, like introduce them to a service area or show them the features of the car or just have them just relax in a nice, comfortable area, it's just makes a big difference.
Which is another part of my criteria. I'll go on with this congratulation letter. In conjunction with the four primary areas, the product and service provided by, in this case, of course, Salazar Kia, must also exceed excellence. And some of the criteria we looked at, that I personally looked at, was environment, just like you said. And Hector, I'll just read all the criteria because it's pretty extensive. And right. You know, we take this award very, very seriously because we want to make a difference in the world by maybe showing, hey, you know, you may not, other companies may not qualify, but with some work, they can qualify. So we want that to happen. But environment, the behaviors of the employees and the owners and managers, skill sets are important. Communication, how they communicate, attitude, the beliefs. And again, we were talking about, are you here to just to believe that you're in car sales or you're enhancing the lives of others? The values, identity, character of owners, management, and employees, very important. I mean, you got to trust people or else why even buy from them? And, of course, quality product to service, delivery system. You know, is it timely? Is it effective? And concepts that the organization lives by. And we'll go into some of these things. But let's talk a little bit about the environment because you mentioned it. And you have a great environment. You have this comfortable space with TVs And what I really like, don't tell anyone because I went off my diet when I go there, is the donuts.
We have donuts every morning.
It's an endless supply. Really, I've seen it in afternoon, morning. There's always donuts. And I'm thinking, what, you own a donut shop? It's like it's always there.
Dunkin' Donuts is probably grateful because I've heard they're having some problems again.
Really?
But anyway, yeah, I think they're opening too many at once again.
Well,
like Krispy Kreme did the same thing.
Oh,
they opened
yeah,
up too many at once. Dunkin' Donuts did that years ago, and now there's Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. But anyway.
Well, you know, we have people come in and drop the cars off or come in for service at, you know, 7 in the morning during the week. So it's kind of nice to have fresh coffee and donuts and water and internet, a Wi-Fi connection so that you can actually take care of business if you do have to stay there and take care of some work on a computer. We have that available for them too. So
and that's huge because you know what? So many, I mean, everything is worked from your laptop anymore. I mean, it's, you know, you can almost do your grocery. Well, you can do your grocery shopping from your laptop. So it's crazy. So that's awesome to have the Wi-Fi, the lounge and food and things like that. I think that was an awesome touch. And I think people really appreciate that when they come to your dealership.
Yeah, I go there just to work. No, I'll bring my laptop, and they go, you're going to wait? I go, you bet I'm going to wait because I got everything I need here. I mean, the Wi-Fi, like you said, and it's very comfortable. The other thing is I like, you know, many of the people come by and say, hey, is there anything I can do for you as you're just waiting? I mean, that's just sincere, honest way of treating human beings. I love that.
Yeah. Well, we're not perfect. So it is, you know, whenever I'm walking around and I see people waiting on in the service waiting area, I always, you know, ask them how they're doing and I ask them how long they've been waiting. Because sometimes, you know, we do get busy and then we tend to forget or some of the processes kind of slip a little bit. So I go and find out if they've been waiting a little too long for the service that they're doing, then I'll go find out for them and we'll try to expedite the process. But, you know, it's constant communication with a customer that's key.
No doubt. And there's a shuttle, too.
And a shuttle.
I like that. They go, one time I did go somewhere, and they go, where? And I go, Paradise Bakery. It's right. It's not too far. Sometimes, I better say Wildflower. They're actually my friends out there. But I did go to Wildflower, and that was a little bit of a drive in Avondale somewhere. And you're in Avondale.
We're in Avondale.
Actually, we should say where you are.
We're on 107th Avenue and the I-10.
Pretty good access because whether it's from the 101 or the 10, either way, you're there.
Yeah, and, it's really good access.
Right, yeah, that's right where I-10 and the 101 meet, so it's really, really good access.
And Chris, aren't you sort of live out there, don't you?
Right by there.
Wow. Yeah. Come in for some donuts. No, I'm kidding.
You're always welcome.
It is really good. And Why don't we take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion. This is What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray and special in-studio guest. Owner of Salazar Kia is Hector Salazar, a most unique and just a very amazing auto dealership. You won't find, I don't think, anything like it out here, and we'll be right back.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray. And, of course, What's Up Phoenix is on every first Monday of the month from 2:30 to 4. And, Chris, we have the pulse of Phoenix, right?
We do.
Yeah,
we
which
definitely
is good.
Do.
And this is exciting, especially exciting for myself and Chris, because we have Hector Salazar, owner of Salazar Kia, in, and you're the first recipient of the Breakthrough Thinking Radio Show Award, the Standard of Excellence Award for Customer Service. That's much needed, especially we were talking off the air in the auto industry, because I think you've revolutionized the auto industry now as far as customer service. I think people would be glad to hear that, and you just have the mindset to do it.
I think the big thing is they just need to come and experience it. You know, come down and... I think the biggest thing here, if you're looking for a car and you go into a dealership, you ask for the owner.
Yeah.
If the owner shows up and greets you and shakes your hand and gives you a rundown of the operation, then that's probably a pretty good dealership. I think most of my employees are just beside themselves because they're just not used to an owner being at their side all the time and helping them out with deals or just facilitating their personal life or, you know, stuff like that. And it's just, I think it adds a lot to any business, not just the car business, when the principals, the dealer principals, the owners are there.
In fact, I have a testimony that not just on the great cars and the great service, but I was there the other day when someone's computer went down, and guess who was helping fix it?
It was
Hector. I go, what are you doing? He goes, he knows that stuff. I go, you do?
Well, I used to own a communications company, so I'm kind of the geek there, too.
It was pretty amazing, though. And you give your cell phone out, too, don't you?
I do. My cell phone number is on the walls all around the dealership. And
on your card, if I remember.
And my card, yeah. That's my personal cell phone number, my personal email address. And anybody can call me anytime and share the good things and the bad things. And I'll do the best thing, the best I can to make sure I can fix stuff.
Customer service.
Yeah, that's why when you were saying a few moments ago that if I see somebody that seems like they're waiting too long, or I've seen them for a little while in a service area, I'll come over and ask them, you know, if everything's okay. I was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? Like, wait a minute, we got the owner here, you know, who's going around meeting and greeting people. You know, that is unheard of, and that's awesome. And you know what? People are people, and they want to be treated as such. They spend $15,000-$30,000. I mean, I'm doing loans on houses for, you know, $40,000 and $50,000, mm-hmm. and a lot of cars are, you know, really close to that. And well, I mean, some of them are even more, but I just mean the majority of the people are spending 25 G's on cars.
Absolutely.
So I want somebody, you know, taking care of me in some sort of expedient manner, and for the owner to come up and say, hey, Chris, thanks. And, mm-hmm. you know, are they taking care of you back? Are they getting your oil changed? I'm like, wow, that was the owner. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The thing is, it's not usually you taking your car to the dealership. It's your spouse, your
exactly.
wife, or you know,
true.
Or your daughter.
That's
and
true.
We work very hard. I mean, I tell my guys, you know, if a lady comes up, you know, for service, you make sure you treat them the way you would want your daughter or your mom or your grandma
exactly.
being treated. You
exactly.
know.
Which
That's
is awesome. Just so unique, and we have about 4 minutes, but let's continue the conversation for our first or second break, I should say. But the other, we talked about environment, so I'm sort of breaking down the criteria so the listeners could understand how this was evaluated. And it's just, you know, it's very strict, because I'm serious. When I, you know, when I see great customer service, excellence, and that's what the world needs right now. People need to move towards excellence because that's part of the problem, mm-hmm. I think, worldwide. I mean, Greece has mm-hmm. some problems. I hear Italy is the next mm-hmm. country having problems. And I do believe the mindset of people can overcome some of these problems despite the external circumstances. But the other one is attitude, and we talked about that. I feel it's, you know, to serve others versus serving oneself. And Hector, I really believe this sincerely, that you're there to serve others. It's not about anything else, and your salespeople are great too, as well as the service people in the service part of your company. It's not about themselves; it's about what can I do to make your life better and help people.
That's true. I think the biggest my biggest thing in the dealership is to make sure that everybody fits. You know, that all my employees have to kind of share. They don't have to be exactly like me, but they have to share that basic philosophy of service. In customer support and unfortunately we do have some turnaround sometimes. I have to say, okay, hey, this I love you and you're a great producer, but you're just not treating my customers right. You know? And I've actually, you know, cut my nose off despite my face because it's, you know, you just don't fit into the organization. And I think if more business owners did that and streamlined their organization based on the philosophy of a particular owner, we'd all be better off.
Well, long-term, no question, it will serve because you want long-term relationships. You want them to keep coming back. And with your philosophy, they do come back.
I hope so. We try very hard every day.
Yeah. You know, the first impression is very important, obviously. It's hugely important. But when the people come back after they've spent that money and they feel like they got slighted, it's like, whoa, okay, so now I spent my 25 G's and now I'm Mr. Nobody.
Exactly.
So what you're saying, I mean, I concur. That's mm-hmm. huge.
That is really big. I mean, it's nothing like calling people by their first name or, you know, and also making them feel like, Chris, what you said, too, is like a human being. That's mm-hmm. so important mm-hmm. to do that. And I'll tell you, this is unique, especially in this industry. I just have not seen it. And, Chris, you worked in the industry, so I bet you haven't seen it either.
Yeah, and, well, I did see it some, but, yeah, I actually left places because, you know, I'm yeah. like, you know what, I'm not carrying a tomahawk with me to sell cars.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, the places that survive and stay around are the places that have a true concern for the customer, and I think that's Salazar Kia.
Yeah, there's no question. And as well as, you know, other industries can really take notes about these type of attitudes and these type of criteria. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. This is What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray and special in-studio guest, the owner of Salazar Kia, which is located in Avondale, I-10 and 101. And of course,
yeah,
107th Ave.
That's right, 107th Ave. And that's we have Hector Salazar in studio, the first recipient of the Breakthrough Thinking Radio Show Standard of Excellence Award for Customer Service. We'll be right back.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.